SR, go, sir.
Alright, go.
He flew on Braniff Airlines, sir.
Braniff left
at 10:04, sir. I gave him your message, Mr. President, and he wrote something out or had it written out and told me to give it to you. Have you seen it, Mr. President?
No.
Well, I sent it out by special courier.
Oh, yeah. I saw the note. I thought you said, have I seen him?
Oh, no. I'm sorry, sir. I sent it out with a little note of my own, sir.
Yeah, I got that.
And that's all I know, sir.
Well, he ought to wait and gone back with us, because I think we're going tomorrow afternoon. And there's no point of him going to that expense and wasting that money. What's he...
Well, Mr. President, if I may say so, sir, he was a little emotionally upset.
Yeah.
And I do feel that it probably was best for him to go back, because emotionally, sir, I really don't think that he was in a condition to discuss anything, sir.
What was he doing today?
He just stayed in his room, sir, and he went for a ride this afternoon. He and Willie Day went out. I don't know where they went. And then he came back, and when he came back, I gave him your message. He had Willie Day type something out. He gave it to me in an envelope and told me to send it to you.
Is Willie Day there?
No, sir. She went back with him.
Okay, what's the press doing?
The press is very, very happy. It's been a quiet evening. I just finished dinner here in the Headliners Club with them, with a group of them. They none of them, Mr. President, know that George has left. I have not told them. And since you had the bill signing and the address to the Plasterers Union, I was going to come out tomorrow to make sure that the setup and feed was proper for that, and also to make sure that our press releases were correct on the statement, and thought we could fudge through tomorrow by saying that George had to return for some meetings. And if you are going to leave tomorrow, then that it will not be a problem tomorrow, Mr. President.
Okay, I'll see you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
All right.